The advice and opinions expressed by the host of Autism Live and her guests are meant solely as suggestion and should not be in any way construed as child-specific advice. Any choices you make in determining your child's treatment are completely at your own discretion.
I'm Shannon Penrod, and so thrilled and grateful to be here with you this morning. We've got a great show for you today. We've got a wonderful guest talking about a first-time conference that's coming up the first Friday of April here in Los Angeles that's got everybody talking. So, and has a bunch of people that we've had on the show that are going to be there. We'll tell you all about the Autism in Entertainment Conference. In just a little while, we'll be joined by guest Judy Utal. I hope I'm saying her name right. I need to check with her on that. She'll tell us about how this came to be. I think it's a really interesting story and about what the purpose of it is and how you can be involved if you're in the Los Angeles area. We're saying good morning already to Rodney. Rodney, we're so glad that you're here. Thank you for being here. The rest of you can be writing in whenever you want because we are live right now. We're on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and about a dozen other sites. Our wonderful producer, Chris Desmond, will show you in the next few minutes some of the different ways that you can connect with us. They'll flash up on the screen, which if you're watching us live will make sense because you're watching us live. If you're listening to us later on in podcast, you will say, what on earth is she talking about? But you've already found us in podcast, so you may not need the information. But for those of you who would like to know, we have a YouTube channel that is robust, that is, we're in our 14th year of adding content to the YouTube channel, so there is a lot of stuff there, you guys. It would take you a long time to get to the bottom of it. But thankfully, you can search topics. We have a website where you can also search everything that's on our YouTube channel. It connects to it. I don't understand it, but it does, and we like it that way. For those of you who like to listen to us in podcasts, as many of you do, in fact, probably the vast majority of you are listening to us in podcasts, and I love that. I love that you're taking us with you on your walk or in your drive, whatever. We are a free download wherever you get your podcasts. We're on, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all the places where it is free to you to download the podcast. Now, I always like to remind you that, it's free, but it isn't. There is a cost to it, right? We do incur costs to give you this content. Our entire mission at the Autism Media Network is to provide you with information and inspiration. And it's always been part of our mission, both for myself and Dr. Graham Pichet, to give you that information at no cost to you. We know that you've already got things that you're prioritizing and trying to figure out how you're going to afford everything. So we wanted you to be able to get information for free, but it does come with a cost. So we're always looking for ways to defray that cost so that we can keep going. Thank heavens we've been able to do that for almost 14 years. We are in our 14th year. I don't know the math on that, but yeah, we're in our 14th year. So, there is a cost, which is why you will sometimes see advertising on the program, and you will for sure see advertising when you are downloading the free podcast. And I think everybody kind of knows what the deal is and that, but hopefully it will help you when you're listening to advertisements to know, hey, they paid for this, I didn't, right? Isn't that a sweet thing? But some of you have said, that's wonderful and I'm glad you do that, but when I'm listening to my podcast, I really would prefer to listen ad-free. We do have a way for you to do that because you guys have said we'd even be willing to pay a little bit for it. So if you'd like to buy the paid version ad-free podcast, you can do that by going to glow.fm/autismlive. Now here's the fun thing. If you want to pay, it's a $5 a month purchase price, but it's less if you, significantly less actually, if you pay for it across the year. Because part of the cost for that is that they, every time they run your card, they charge us a certain amount. So we don't, if you pay for it across the year, we let that savings be passed on to you. We want you to get the information. There's a running theme here. But not only do you get Autism Live, but you get everything on the Autism Network when you do the glow.fm. So you also get the Ask Dr. Doreen podcast, which we love. So We're saying hello to Marlene, who is so excited about Judy being here, and we love that, and has already put in the link to Autism in Entertainment, the conference that's coming up. Thank you, Marlene. We love that. We're going to get to Judy in just a few minutes and be talking about the conference and all the wonderful things that are going to be happening at that conference. But you can already click the link that Marlene has put in on our Facebook link. If you're watching on YouTube, it's not there, but we'll have it on the screen for you and share it in just a little while. But before that, we have some business to take care of. I always like to remind you guys, we have lots of experts who come and be on the show. I'm not one of them. My role here is I'm a proud pony, a parent of a neurodiverse individual who's always wanting to, I don't always get this done, but I want to be sitting in the front row of the classroom, raising my hand, asking the pertinent questions about how to be a good ally to this community. And part of the autism, as I mentioned, the Autism Network, we are two words, are information and inspiration. That's been our guiding light. But I always like to specify that that's for the larger autism community, which of course starts and ends with individuals who are on the spectrum themselves. It's why we try to bring you as much programming as we can that is directly from those individuals. Whenever we can do that, we're either interviewing or having people, the whole Stories from the Spectrum is just the voices of those on the spectrum unfettered. They get to say what they want to say, yeah? And we have more programming coming for that. We have a new show that is going to be coming to you. I'm not sure when it will launch, but very excited about that. But we also include in this larger autism community, not just individuals who are on the spectrum, but everyone who loves them. Now, I hope that in my lifetime, that will become the entire world, because it should be. And I think in truth, it probably already is. It's just that some people don't know, right? But if we can get alignment for everybody who's on the spectrum and everybody who loves individuals on the spectrum about a couple of things, about the rights and the opportunities for people on the spectrum, then I think we can accomplish great things. We can be good allies, yes? That's what I always want to be. So, and I believe that part of my mission on this planet is to try to help, in particular, those individuals who love somebody on the spectrum to find the answers that they're looking for, to find the support that they're looking for. Not to disavow, because I'm always trying to be the best ally I can for my son, but I also think there's a part of the experience of when you love somebody, when you're a supporter, when you're a caregiver, of like knowing how can I be the best support, and that is a part of my mission. So having said all of that, we also, for several shows that we do during the week, we like to present the jargon of the day. This is, we've been doing this from the beginning. It was the first thing that I wanted to do. We give you first a term, or an acronym, or something that comes up, right? And we give you the actual definition. Often, I will admit, I make fun of actual definitions, because when they contain more jargon than explanation, that foot-tootses me a little bit. I find it a little frustrating. And when I'm frustrated, I like to find the humor in it. That's just my coping mechanism. But then, because we don't want to waste anybody's time, we give you a working definition, which also is fun because it helps us to understand it. I hope that's the whole mission of this. But sometimes it makes the experts break out into hives. That's just an extra, right? Because I think that if a term is worthwhile, if it's something that's going to, as I say, you know, save you 5 minutes and $5, then we should be able to explain it in a way that you don't already have to be an expert in the term to understand. I don't know. Call me crazy. But that's where I'm coming from. So today, I think we've done this jargon term, but it's been a while. Our jargon of the day today is theory of mind. And this is a very exciting topic. So let's take a look at what our actual definition is and see if there is anything to be made fun of. Mentalizing, also called theory of mind, is the ability to explain, predict, and interpret behavior by attributing mental states such as desire, beliefs, intentions, and emotions to oneself and to other people. And this is from sciencedirect.com. And, you know, as definitions go, it's not horrible. There's not a great deal, but But I love this. The reason why I was drawn to this definition is it's mentalizing, because it sort of makes it sound like it's something in a sideshow to me, like the mentalist is going to read your mind, which I guess there is an element of this, but it's much more logical than something mystical, right? So let's go on to our actual definition and see if we can't make heads or tails of this. So theory of mind is understanding that what you see, hear, and feel, believe, like, think, and care about is not necessarily the same as others. So understanding that your mind is a unique thing and that it's thinking and seeing and hearing and feeling and believing in one set of things for a whole set of reasons, and that the person you're sitting across from is seeing, thinking, feeling, hearing, potentially even hearing different things than you are. Have you ever been at a dinner table at a restaurant somewhere and somebody says, "Did you hear that?" And everybody else is like, "What are you talking about? I didn't hear anything," right? "No, I just heard something. What was that?" Right? Because sometimes we can hear something different even sitting across the table from people. So the theory of mind, you know, it's been around for a while, but understanding theory of mind with autism is an entirely different thing. And Simon Baron Cohen, I always have to think before I say his name, because not Sacha Baron Cohen, not Borat. Simon Baron Cohen, who is a very, is his cousin actually, but is a very respected researcher in the field of autism, has written a great deal about this that I particularly enjoy. I think he's really on to something fabulous. And if you ever go, "Oh, I want to know more about this," go find Dr. Simon Baron Cohen and read what he says about theory of mind. He's the one who came up with the Sally Ann test. The Sally Ann test was given to three groups of kids. There was a group of kids that were considered, I hate the term, but yes, neurotypical, kids that were developing and didn't have a diagnosis. And they were all, I think that the age, because my Piaget, I don't remember, they were at the age where they could understand this kind of logic, according to Piaget, but I think they were like 5 or 6. So three groups of kids, one typically developing, one group of kids with Down syndrome, and then the other group of kids with a diagnosis of autism. And they showed them these placards, these cartoons with Sally and Anne, and I'm going to get this all wrong, but the gist of it is that they're two little girls, and they show them this story that the one of the little girls, I don't remember whether it was Sally or Anne, doesn't really matter, takes the ball and hides it inside a basket. And then the other little girl leaves the room, and the first girl who hid the ball takes the ball and moves it to another place. And they say, if we bring the girl in from the hallway, where will she say the ball is? Now, the hope is that you will have enough theory of mind, understanding you know where the ball is. You know the ball is not in the basket anymore. But the little girl who was in the hallway does not, because she didn't see the ball move. Do you see how understanding, I think it's Anne's state of mind, you have to think about the fact that Anne doesn't know that the ball was moved. You have to make that leap in theory of mind. And it was fascinating because the neurotypical kids all got it. They all understood and said, "No, she's going to say it's in the basket. Even I know it's not in the basket." Okay. The kids with Down syndrome got it right. They said, "No, she moved it. She's going to say, though, that, you know, she doesn't know it's moved, so she's going to say it's in the basket." And the kids with autism got it wrong, overwhelmingly got it wrong. And it was a big clue to the autism community about the fact that this is a skill that doesn't automatically pop into place for individuals on the autism spectrum. And that's not 100%. Some people it does, right? But for a lot of people on the autism spectrum, the theory of mind thing doesn't automatically occur to them. But here's the great news, that so much research has been done since the Sally Ann test was done that says, hey, we can easily teach it to individuals who are on the spectrum. And so many people do now and successfully do it. And here's what I love about it is when you teach this to somebody on the autism spectrum, they get it so much better than those of us who weren't taught it but just assimilated it somehow. They get it in a much, much better way. I hate when people say that individuals on the spectrum don't have empathy. This is a gross misunderstanding because it is possible that someone, if they don't understand your state of mind, if they don't understand that, they look at something and they're not in pain and they don't understand that you are in pain, that they could be perceived as not having empathy. Nothing could be further from the truth. When we look at individuals across the spectrum, they are the most empathetic people I have ever met in my life as a group of people. They have great empathy. But sometimes they are deficient in the theory of mind. Great research showing that theory of mind can be taught. I watched it be taught to my son. And my son is not only one of the most empathetic people I have ever met on the planet, but he, for example, who was taught theory of mind, does a much better job of it than I do because he understands what it is. It was just something his mind did not automatically make the leap, but once it was taught to him, he gets it beautifully. So you can teach theory of mind, and it is a wonderful and powerful thing when you do. It is also a very exciting thing to teach. I remember when they began teaching theory of mind to my son that they taught first senses only. And we would play all these games that they called barrier games, where they would set up this foldable, you know, like one of those trifold things you get at a store for a science fair. And it would set up on our table, and he would be on the one side of the table, and they would be doing some sort of activity. And it was always something different. Like one time they asked me to cut up lemons and put coffee, and there were like three different things that smelled different ways. And then we covered them with cloth, and it was the whole thing about, you know, we're both smelling a cup, but I'm smelling coffee, he's smelling lemon. Then there were things where they would set a car there. I remember there was a Batmobile that they set on one side of the table, and they said, "What do you see?" And he said, I see a car, I see a Batmobile, right? And then I was sitting on the other side of the barrier, and they said, "What does Mom see?" And when we started, he said, "She sees a Batmobile." And they would say, "Are you sure? Let's walk around, let's sit where Mom's sitting." And then he would sit there, and the barrier's in the way, and he could see from my point of view now and say, "What are you seeing? I don't see the Batmobile. So if Mom's sitting here, can she see the Batmobile?" "No, she can't." And then they take him back around the other side of the table and go, "What are you seeing?" "A Batmobile." And then I remember the first time after doing this, and they said to him, "What is Mom seeing?" He's like, "I think she's seeing the Batmobile." They're like, "Let's check." And they walked back around the barrier so that he learned it. He was like, "Oh, wait a second. That thing is in the way. So if she's sitting over there, she can't see it." And I remember the moment that he got it. He was like, "Oh, when you're sitting over here, you can't see it." It was like I heard the angels sing. It was amazing. And now he does great perspective taking. So much better than I do. It's a powerful thing. Theory of mind. Very fabulous. Okay, so I promised you a great guest. I have a great guest for you today. Judy Utall is here with us. She is the president of the Orange County Asperger's Support Group. That is a nonprofit organization improving the quality of life for individuals and families dealing with high-functioning autism. Judy is a member of the Competitive Integrated Employment Blueprint, Orange County Local Partnership Agreement, and the Thompson Policy Group Chapman University Transition Initiative. Whew. Judy founded the Orange County Asperger's Support Group. I don't know if there's it says OCASG, but I don't know if there's a short, you have to tell me, Judy, in a second. She founded their Career Club, which is a holistic program providing training and support for college students with ASD to achieve short and long-term career success. In 2022, she founded the Autism and Entertainment Work Group and is leading the Autism and Entertainment Conference, which is going to be held in just a couple of weeks here in Los Angeles at the Skirball, which is one of my favorite places on the planet. She has retired from a career in high technology marketing as an executive. She holds a Bachelor of Science in Math Computer Science, which we saw the evidence of that this morning already, from UCLA, and an MBA from the Tepper School of Management at Carnegie Mellon University. That's some pedigree there, Judy. She is married and is the mother of a 32-year-old son, Joshua, who was diagnosed with high-functioning autism at the age of 3. Josh graduated from the California State University Fullerton with a major in cinema and television. I am guessing that might be some of where her interest in autism and entertainment may come from. But we are so thrilled to welcome Judy to the program. Judy, good morning. Oops, I do not hear her, Chris. There we go.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Shannon. That was me, not you.
Okay. All good, but you look fabulous. I love your background because this is really what we're talking about today is this amazing conference. It's a one day, I love a one day conference. I have to say, Judy, it's my favorite. April 5th at the Skirball, and we're gonna get into talking about that. But before we do, I mean, my goodness, just reading all that you've accomplished in your wonderful life and you're doing so much more. I wondered if we could start a little bit with your origin story about how you came to be in this place and Autism and Entertainment Conference got to be the thing that you were like, you know what, I guess I'm going to do this.
Sure. I'll try and compress it. So as you mentioned, I have a son, Josh, who is 32 now, but he was diagnosed at age 3. And that, of course, led me to focus on autism as a parent and, you know, raised him, continued to work. And then when he was 18, at each different transition, I started filling my basket full of what do we need to do for the next phase. And at that point, there was the PEERS program that was being developed at UCLA. We started going to that. And that was in North Hollywood, and I live in Orange County, so I got to spend a lot of time on the 405 freeway. And it was during one of those drives that I started thinking about what we were learning at PEERS, which was teaching them social skills and wanting them to join clubs. At the time, I had started a Toastmasters club at work, and I realized that Toastmasters and autism would be a great combination. This we could spend a long time, another session on that, but that's what caused me to actually get involved with the Orange County Asperger Support Group. And that eventually led me to become the president of the group. And when I retired, I was able to devote more time to different aspects of issues that were important to our members. And the number one issue that surpassed even friendships was careers.
Yeah.
And I've been very active in career development down here for maybe 5-6 years. And I was trying to focus on college graduates because what was happening was that all our resources were focused, you know, like DOR were focused on entry level jobs in retail or working at the theater, but they weren't focused on college graduates who might have a degree in film or a degree in biology and wanted to go into healthcare. And so what I started thinking about ways to solve it. And I thought of this work group, but I really needed some partners. And one day I walked into one of our meetings and there was Patricia Turney. And Patricia Turney, like me, is the mother of a son with autism. But Patricia Turney is the chair of the board for Exceptional Minds. And there was my partner, and that's what led us to create the work group for autism and entertainment. And it was that independent work group that was important because there are dozens of organizations that are focused on autism and entertainment, and I started learning about them in the process of creating the work group. Should I fast forward now to the conference or should we just take a breath now and talk about the forming of the work group?
Well, I always love taking a breath, but I think, I do think we should fast forward and talk a little bit about the conference because I think that's, a big part of why people are tuning
yes.
in today. I do want to say that Marlene, because Marlene is on it. Marlene, I don't know you, but I love you. Marlene has already put a link in that people can watch one of the videos that you guys have put out. That's a lovely video. I believe if I'm not Miss. Oh no, this is not the Danny Bowman. This is the Jorge Gutierrez one, which is wonderful. So yeah. That's in the Facebook link. And Chris, if you have a way to comment and put that, if not, I'll find a way to put that in so that even though folks watching it on YouTube can have that link as well. But I, you know, it is amazing, and we should not skim completely over the work group, Judy, because you know, a lot of people start a work group and have an idea, but to get it to fruition in a relatively short period of time is exceptionally rare. And you guys did, because this is happening on April 5th.
Right.
But maybe let's jump into that, and then maybe we can get an opportunity to go back and talk about some of the work group. Let's talk about the thing.
Okay, so the work group started meeting in May of 2022, and it had parents of people on the spectrum who had either experience in entertainment. So we have one member who's retired from Warner Brothers and was in their legal department. And then it also includes parents like myself who have children that are interested in an entertainment-related career. So we thought of two things we wanted to solve as our first projects. The first one was this idea of doing a conference. The second one, which we really haven't done much on yet, is about working with the agencies to have them be more responsive to gig work. Because a lot of the careers in entertainment, as you know, Shannon, are gig-type projects. And DOR basically opens a case, you get a job, they close a case. And if you're in the entertainment space, that doesn't work. So we had this idea about doing the conference, and then this grant opened up with the Department of Developmental Services. And we applied to do this conference, and miracle of miracles, we received a grant from them with $154,000 to put on this autism and entertainment conference. And that started what we have coming up on April 5th is this major event.
Amazing. So April 5th, and you start fairly early in the morning. This is at the Skirball Center.
Right.
Which if you have not been to the Skirball Center, I said it and I meant it. It is one of my favorite places on earth to go. It is a great place to bring your kids. They have been so supportive of the autism community. I have personally, we made a video once at their Noah's Ark exhibit. And then they have given me groups of tickets a couple of times over the years to bring groups of kids on the spectrum to come and tour the whole museum or participate, but especially to go to their world famous Noah's Ark exhibit, which is honestly one of the most, I think it's one of the most amazing things that there is. But it's also this wonderful cultural facility that has wonderful events. I'm so excited and not at all surprised that they would be host for you guys because it's a perfect fit. They have been so supportive of the autism community, but you couldn't have picked a better place, Judy.
Yeah, we shopped around. We looked at a lot of different facilities, but the Skirball was not only the most competitive, but it offered the most. It offered free parking. It offered a gorgeous, gorgeous facility, and they're giving us practically the whole conference space. And so it gives us a lot of rooms to do a lot of different things. And you're right, it's the day starts early. I think our biggest constraints are trying to squeeze so much into a single day.
Yeah, and you have a lot to squeeze into that day.
We do.
I have to tell Chris, I tried to do something, Chris, and I've completely messed it up, and now I've logged myself out of the chat. If you can provide any help, I appreciate you. But I want you to talk, Judy, about, because there's four different tracks. There's a lot going on. There's even, I don't know what you're calling it, whether it's a resource fair or whatever, but I know Autism Network will be there with a booth with a whole bunch of people, a lot of whom we have had on the show before. Take us through the day and give us an idea of what all we have the opportunity to participate in.
Okay, so the day starts early. The doors open at 8 a.m., and that's when people need to be pre-registered, and we can talk a little bit about how that all works. later. But they check in and then they get to have breakfast and the exhibit area is open. We have 12 educational partners. These are organizations like Spectrum Laboratory, Exceptional Minds, the Miracle Project. These are wonderful organizations that train people in entertainment related fields. Then we also have regional centers. We're partnering with 4 regional centers, Latterman, North Los Angeles, Westside, and Orange. And then we'll have DOR there. We'll also have corporate sponsors such as Autism Media Card, et cetera. And so people can wander through the exhibit area. And then at 9 o'clock, we start our general sessions. Our keynote is Jorge Gutierrez, who's a very famous animator and has a son on the spectrum, and he himself is on the spectrum, and he's going to be discussing his superpower. Then at the next presenter is a panel with Exceptional Minds, Disney, Paramount, talking about how they support the autism community through employment with Exceptional Minds. Then we have a talent panel that features Zara Astra, who is on the spectrum and is a producer, and a couple of our talents, including one of your favorites, Danny Bowman, who will be discussing their journey. And then we have Scott Steindorf, who's a very well-known producer and director who just completed a film called Understanding Autism. And he has some words he'd like to share with the industry. We then have an hour and a half for lunch. And during lunch, again, the exhibit areas are open. And then we come back and we have a session with the Department of Developmental Services, Department of Rehab, and Hillary Kakenda, who is the COO for Zavicon. Zavicon has been one of our partners in putting this conference together. Zavicon is a job development organization that focuses on individuals with disabilities. And they're just down the street from you, Shannon. They're over in Woodland Hills. So they're going to be talking about resources that are available to individuals and to companies to help drive expanding neurodiversity in their companies. After that, we have actually 6 different tracks. So we have 4 tracks for what we're referring to as the talent. One is for animators, one is for actors, one is for game developers, and one is for those interested in film and TV. And then we have 2 tracks for businesses. One of the key goals of this conference is to change the way businesses consider diversity. At this point, they think of diversity as more of how you look versus how you think. And so we have 2 tracks for businesses. One is for small employers who are about just help me find and hire these wonderful people, where the other one is for large employers that are driven by initiatives. And so how do you drive an initiative within your organization? And then finally, we come back together for a closing at around 4:45. And that's the end of our day. But it's a lot to take in.
It is. And as I've been talking to people over the last couple of days and mentioning that you were going to be on the show, and people, there's a lot of people talking about this conference for a lot of great reasons. And thank you. Marlene is just helping out and giving us lots of links. I love this, Marlene. I have the chat again, so you guys can be writing in questions. But one of the big questions was after, you know, when is it, where is it, what does it cost, and do you need to purchase tickets or register in order to come?
Okay, let's talk about how much it costs. It's actually free.
Amazing.
So there's no charge. But let me take a step back and explain how the registration process works. When this particular conference is really about taking talent that are employment ready and launching them on their career. So it's not for everyone. It's not for an 11-year-old who loves Disney. You know, it's not for somebody who's just starting college and thinks they want to have a career in entertainment. It's for people that have done the work, who have invested the time and are about ready to launch their career. And so in order for us to be selective about who came, who gets to come to this conference, we have an application process. So if you go to our website, and I know Marlene's out there and she could probably put up the link, there's an application that you complete. And we have received close to 400 applications, and there's only room for 140. So it's very competitive. And so what we're looking for in these applicants is people that have invested the time, have the passion, and there have been, we've been blown away by the talent that's out there. And our only wish is that we could include more people.
And we should
businesses, yeah, go ahead.
We should mention that the application process is for the person who's ready to launch, but you do allow for them to bring someone with them, correct?
We do. That's one thing that we felt was important.
Yeah.
Was the realization. You know, we know the community very well. And so we realized that many folks would feel more comfortable to either have a parent or an aide, somebody that they feel close to, come with them to the conference. And so we allow each of them to let us know if they want to bring a guest to the conference with them. I should also mention that a really important target, again, are the businesses. We really want to get as many businesses that are in the entertainment space there to have them transform their employment strategies to be welcoming to individuals on the spectrum. And so for the businesses, there's an application process, but we're pretty much letting in all businesses that are focused on the entertainment space.
Yeah. I will say that, you know, one of the big things, because Dr. Grampuchet and I formed the Autism Media Network a couple of years ago, like 2.5 years ago, and one of the things that we particularly wanted to address that was that we wanted to hear more from individuals in our programming on the spectrum, and we wanted to make sure that we could pay those individuals. And so our podcast, Stories from the Spectrum, everyone who has had a video that plays, they were paid for their, and they retained ownership of, because that's another thing in entertainment. It's like, what do you, if you're a creative, what do you retain ownership of? Those were two guiding lights for us. I will be honest with you that we ran into problems that I did not expect us to run into. I thought, you know, here I am, I try to be a savvy parent, and I'm working with Dr. Grampuchet, who's, you know, an expert in the field of autism. And what could possibly go awry, right? But we found that there were some stumbling blocks, and I'm interested in being there and hearing about how other businesses, and the stumbling blocks weren't what I thought they were going to be. One of the biggest stumbling blocks that we found were that there were really talented individuals on the spectrum that, because of this gig work conundrum, that they were turning down work because it meant they were going to lose their benefits.
I'll talk to you about that.
I can't wait.
For a moment. I want to say two things. First, I want to say that you and I are so aligned, Shannon. If you see the Autism and Entertainment logo.
Yes.
We paid a graphic designer who happens to be on the spectrum to design the logo. We have videos, and Marlene will put a link, I'm sure, to the Danny Bowman spotlight videos. We're creating six spotlight videos.
Yeah.
The one about Danny is amazing, and we've entered it in film contests, and it's been accepted. So we have high hopes for that. But we're producing six of those. The camera, the directing, the editing is all being done by a crew of individuals on the spectrum. I'm happy to say that one of them is my son, Josh.
Yay!
So we ran into an issue of wanting to translate things, and there's a wonderful individual on the spectrum who was in our career club named Anastasia, and she is a language savant, and we hired her on to help with the translations. So wherever we can, we're hiring people on the spectrum to do work. Also, this just by having this conference has engaged employers to be bringing on people. So we have a number of paid internships going on with Disney and other organizations who are eager to hire this talent. Now, I want to revisit your question about benefits. And you mentioned all these different groups that I'm a part of. And as part of the Thompson Policy Group Transition Initiative and the Orange County Local Partnership Agreement, I run a committee on benefits, and I'm currently working on a project related to Social Security as a benefit that people are fearful of losing when they start working. And we have a survey running where we've gotten over 600 responses. And that fear level, what you encountered, Shannon, is real. 60% of the respondents, and that's over 600, indicated that they were fearful of losing their benefits, and that was causing them not to look for work.
Yeah.
And not only that, there was a huge number, I think 30%, who actually had lost benefits or received a huge bill of overpayment from Social Security because of receiving income when being employed.
Yeah.
It's a huge problem area. We could spend a whole another session talking about it, but I just wanted to confirm that what you saw was a real problem out there.
I appreciate that, but I'm like I said, I'm hopeful in being there that I'm going to talk to people and that we're going to see potential solutions, or maybe somebody brilliant is going to take on legislation. Because I see also that there are many states where they're starting to have a category where you can be considered disabled and get all of your benefits, but still work, and then you pay a small amount. It's called paid Medicaid, and you pay a small amount to be able to have your full Medicaid package. California is so forward thinking. I'm like, California, where is that? Come on now, somebody legislate that other than me. I'm not good at that. Hey, we're saying good morning to Autism Journey with Elijah. And yes, this saddens all of us. And we hope that together, it's the next gate, right? And I do think that smart people are working on this because we do identify it and recognize that it's a problem. And the right people will align around the right people to push through legislation that will change this because it doesn't make sense.
I'll just say that I'm leading a committee with with Disability Rights California, with Department of Rehab, with the regional centers, with a lot of different organizations, with leaders in that on this issue.
Yeah.
So once this conference is over, we'll finish working on that. But I'll share some stuff with you offline, Shannon, in a time. And I think you'll be excited about what we're proposing, but it's going to take work to get our government to be responsive.
Absolutely. But this is a place, you know, I think you've really, part of the reason why there's so much buzz about this conference, Judy, you've done a lot of things really smart, but we see that so many individuals in the autism community have talent in that lends itself to the entertainment community, and that they have a high interest and desire to work in this way, and that some of the work is very conducive to the things that they need to support their life in a really wonderful, flourishing way. We were just saying the other day, because we were doing a presentation and talking about, different people and pointing to them as role models for families. And we were noticing, it was like, oh, they're all either graduated in film or film studies, or, you know, that there's this big interest in this area. So I'm so proud of you that you got your finger on the pulse. And part of it is, I think you were led there by your son. Correct me if I'm wrong. But, you know, I'm always talking on the show about the power of one parent asking questions and then aligning with another person. And then suddenly you got a work group and then you got a conference and we all benefit from it. So just if you've joined us late, the conference is starting on April. It's starting. It's only one day. On April 5th, it is just a couple of weeks away now. It's being held at the Skirball Center here in Los Angeles, which is a wonderful, wonderful place. You will have such a great day being there. It's such a wonderful facility, both outdoors and indoors. As Judy has said, it is free, but there is an application process, and you already have more applicants than you can let in. So are you still taking more applications, Judy?
We'll probably be closing applications this week. It, you know, it's just we have run out of space for them all. So we already increased our capacity, but I think we're going to have. It's so hard, though. I'll tell you, These are wonderful people. And I'll tell you the good news. I discussed our crew of people on the spectrum in that are filmmakers.
Yeah.
We have a whole crew videotaping the entire conference, every minute of the conference, all the general sessions and every single breakout session. And after the conference, those videos will be put on our YouTube channel and be available for anybody to watch. So even if you can't be there that day, please join our YouTube channel or visit our website and register with us, and we will make sure that you're aware of those videos being available. And then also I want to say that this is just the beginning. We thought this would be a great beginning, and I think we picked the right on-ramp to this issue. But there are so many other things we could do. We could do a casting session with some of the studios. We could do a pitch fest with some of the writers pitching their scripts. We can do film festivals. We could do and so many of our speakers want to speak to this community. We have over 60 speakers at this conference, and we could do a webinar series. So this is just the beginning. And even if you can't make it to the conference for one reason or another, you should jump on this initiative and be a part of it. And I totally agree with you, Shannon, that it's all about what I call POP, power of the parent. And the more parents that can get involved and help an entire community versus just focused on their one child, the more likely that we'll be able to create that change.
Well, and I love that because, you know, as parents, and I was using the word ally earlier, what I envision often, when my son was little, I used to think of it as a racetrack, and that my son was on the racetrack with other people, and that there were different hurdles in front of each person, and that part of my job was to coach him in the best possible way to get over hurdles, and when I could, to pull one of them out of the way. Like, if I can get in there and pull a hurdle out of the way and be like, that's not there anymore, then that was me being a good ally. But some of the hurdles, you know, it's undeniable, you guys, some of the hurdles, they have to get over themselves. But as a good coach, I'm, you know, feeding them the right things, you know, coaching him going, you can do it, and teaching him all the things he needs to do to clear it himself. Let's not kid ourselves that, you know, part of it is up to them. But we all want to be the good allies, right? And we can be. There are things that we can do, that we can put them in the place where they see the film that inspires them to go live the life that they want to live, right? So we do have input, and we want it to be positive input. So I agree in that with that too, the power of the parent to support. Now I tend to think of it, I don't think of it as much as the hurdles anymore. I don't know why, but I think of it as a jungle, and that I want to be just 1 foot ahead going with the scythe or the knife or whatever, clearing a path, and then he can choose which path he wants to go. Do you know? I just want to be a good ally. So yes, for sure we want people to register and go to the website and make sure that you get on the mailing list so that if nothing else, you can get the videos And I love, yes, Autism Journey with Elijah says, I sure will be on YouTube looking for, because I can't make it in the next month to California. But she's with both of us as well, Judy. Wonderful. So I love all the ideas that you just spouted, and I can't wait to hear more about them. And I love that you're videotaping, but you're also, you, as a part of this, you're doing some research, correct?
Yes. Thank you for pointing that out. We have a professor, Dr. Sasha Zydek, who's a professor at Cal State Fullerton in their autism and psychology department. And she's leading up our research. And so she's doing pre and post survey work about the effectiveness of the conference, and also to better understand what businesses are currently doing in terms of neurodiverse hiring, and what, how that changes or is impacted by this conference. And similarly, understanding better the community that are going to be attending it, the talent. And we're doing it from three, so we're seeing three different perspectives. We're seeing it from the talent themselves telling us about themselves. We're seeing it from the parent's perspective or the caregiver's perspective. And then we're seeing it as well from the business perspective.
Amazing.
And then at the end of the, oh, and I should point out that that Autism
Care Today.
Cares Today is a sponsor of that research. Yes. And they are funding the gift cards that we're giving away as a inducement for people to take the survey. So I'm excited to have them as partners of this activity. And we will be sharing the results with Dr. Graham Pouchet when we have them completed. And we're looking forward to her support in this research area.
Yes. And yes, Dr. Graham Pouchet, I know when she heard about what you were doing and that there was a research component, felt very strongly that Autism Care Today would like to be involved with that. And she greenlit that grant for you guys. And we're, you know, very proud to be affiliated with her and with that charity. So wonderful to be involved with all that. We have a question about what talent will be there. Yes.
Well, let's see. We have Danny Bowman. We have Jorge Gutierrez. We have some other performers from Atypical, and Naomi Rubin, and Dominique Brown, who was in Atypical as well. We have Mindy Sterling, who's a very well-known actress. Lots of different talent, lots of different professionals that work in the autism space.
Wonderful.
And or in the entertainment space.
Wonderful. So again, because I know people are tuning in at different times, this conference is being held on April 5th. It is here in Los Angeles at the Skirball. One of the things we love about the Skirball is it's so close to everything. If you're in the Valley, it's close to the Valley. If you're down in Hollywood proper, it's close. It's even relatively closer if you're coming from Orange County. It's right off the 405. You're not, you know, you're there, you're there. And it's a beautiful, beautiful facility. There is no cost for the tickets, but you have to apply for tickets. Judy has been very eloquent in talking about the fact that at this moment in time, this particular conference is not for everyone. This is for people who are on the cusp of ready to launch their careers in the entertainment industry and are wanting that sort of, you know, jump start, that support to get started. Why don't you go ahead and tell us the six different tracks? I was saying four because I was leaving the business out. Tell us the six different tracks again.
Certainly. So the six different tracks are acting, animation, film and TV, and game design. Those are for the talent. And then for businesses, we have small employer and large employer. And each of those have panel discussions that bring in a 5, 6, 8 people from those areas to talk to the audience about techniques and ways of making things work.
Now, it's my understanding that acting was not originally on the list of things.
It wasn't. Can I tell that story?
I think you can tell that story. I want you to tell that story if you're okay with it.
Okay, I'm okay. So, we had originally not focused on acting. You know, we were trying to be focused, and that wasn't an area of focus. And to be honest, this whole schedule has morphed a little bit through this year and a half and working with the community. But one voiceover actor, his name is Tyler Berman. Tyler started hounding me on LinkedIn about the importance of including acting. And I talked to Tyler and he convinced, and then we talked to the group and the group all felt that we really should add an acting track, and we have. And that is a huge track. We have two panel discussions, one led by Elaine Hall, who is with the Miracle Project and has been seen a lot on television. She was actually on, I'm watching it right now, Love on the Spectrum. And Jason Weisrod from Spectrum Labs. And he's running the voiceover one, and Elaine is running the live acting panel. But one other thing is Tyler is actually going to be a part of the conference as well. And Tyler is a fabulous voiceover actor. And he is what we're calling the voice of God, the announcer for the conference. And he worked with Kathy McCauley from Spectrum Labs. And they have produced the entire voice track for the day. And it's fabulous. So it just shows you the importance of reaching out, advocating for yourself, and how you can change things if you do it with a positive energy and the right attitude.
Well, we love Tyler. As I mentioned this to you the other day, that for Autism Care Today, we have a yearly fundraiser that's called the All Ghouls Gala. And for the last 2 years, we wanted to hire atmospheric actors to be there in character, interacting with the guests at the party. And so we hired actors that were on the spectrum, because we're like you, if we're going to spend money, we're going to see if we can hire someone on the spectrum first. That's just a thing that we're going to, for everything that we're doing, that's our first go-to. And Tyler, both years, has been a wonderful performer for us. And I just love it. I think you're right. The takeaway is that be persistent. And we see this in the entertainment industry all the time, being persistent. And so what did Tyler do? He reached out to you and said there should be an acting track. And as a result of that, he scored himself a job. This is not that different from exactly how Steven Spielberg got his first job, right? Persistence, having a little bit of chutzpah. And persistence, but being the right kind of chutzpah and not being belligerent, being kind and being professional, but being, very persistent. So we're thrilled that we're going to be hearing Tyler over the loudspeaker as that voice of God. I'm looking forward to that. All right. So right now, our call to action for everybody, because we're essentially out of time, is please visit the website. You can go to autisminentertainment.org. You'll find all the information. There'll be a place there to see the speakers. There will be a place there to apply. And we want to encourage you. Judy has said that it's likely they're going to close that later on this week. So if you're going to apply, you should apply now. At the very least, though, put in a request that you would like to be on the mailing list so that you can find out about the videos if you're not able to attend the conference, or if there's a potential that you won't get in at this point because they are already, have had more applications than they can handle. But also, you have a series of videos. I don't think that all of them are out, but the wonderful Marlene has shared on Facebook. If you're watching on Facebook, the links are already there. I attempted to share them on the YouTube channel, and it shut my whole system down. So if you're on YouTube, maybe go, the whole thing blew up on my iPad. Thank heavens for Chris that he got me back connected. But if you've been watching on YouTube or Twitter today, I want to encourage you, we'll put it in the line notes, but I want to encourage you to go over. You can find them right now on Facebook, but you can also find them by going to autisminentertainment.org. Judy, I'm so excited about this, and I can't wait to meet you in person. There are probably members of my family that are watching that are very confused right now, because I mentioned this to Judy the other day. Judy looks a lot like my mother. Like, it is such a freaky deaky thing for me that when I first talked to her online the other day, I was like, wait, is somebody punking me here? Is this one of those things where they animate your parent talking? So no, I'm not talking to my mother. This is Judy. And Judy's doing amazing work. But my mother would be proud of you, Judy. She would be very proud.
Thank you.
So we'll look forward to seeing you then. As I said, Autism Media Network will have a booth there. So we will be there along with a lot of people that we have featured on the show. And we will look forward to seeing you at the conference, Judy.
Thank you so much, Shannon. Thank you for inviting me to this wonderful show that you have put together, and I really appreciate your support.
It was a good time. I'm thrilled that we had the opportunity to do this. I'll see you on April 5th, bright and early.
See you April 5th. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's all we have time for today, you guys. We're about a minute over. But my goodness, things are heating up for April. I am so excited about some of the amazing guests that we're bringing. And I'm so excited to have the opportunity to share some amazing guests like Judy with you. I really want to encourage you, if you're thinking about coming to this conference, get on there right now and fill out the application to come. And hopefully I'll see you there. So we'll be back on Monday. Until then, give your kiddos a hug from me and one for you too. Bye-bye for now. If you found anything helpful in this video, please give us a like. In fact, make sure that you smash that subscribe button on YouTube and give us a like on Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Instagram for important updates. And please download our free podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much. See you next time.